I'm Faisal Munal. I came from Cotabato City, from Maguindanao province, which is the Maguindanao tribe. And of course, I'm a Maguindanao.
How long have you been in the United States?
Actually, this is my second time in going here in the United States. The first one was last summer at San Francisco, California. I was invited by a certain group in California for a guest performance.
You toured California?
We go to, of course, San Francisco, where our performance held. We perform as an artist resident at the Asian Museum, right in the Larkin Street in California. And we perform at the Brava Theater and the Filipino Center, I think. Yeah, that's it. We have three major performances. We give lectures, symposia, talks, and historical background of our people, our history, and our culture and tradition.
What type of audiences do you play to? Are they general audiences, or do they tend to be more Asians or even Filipinos?
General audiences, as long as they appreciate the arts, and of course, at least they appreciate us.
Do you feel that your type of music is new to people, that they have never heard of it before, including the Filipinos? Do you think the Filipinos are familiar with the type of music that you are playing?
For Filipinos, like Maguindanao tribe, of course, they know it because that is their culture, but to the other people, I don't think so. I think it's new for them.
They have never heard it?
I think so.
The Filipinos, when you play the music to them, what is their reaction? Do you find that they're surprised by this type of music coming from other Filipinos that they've never heard before? Or what is their reaction?
Yes, they reacted like it was the first time to hear, especially in Manila, the capital of our country, and they were surprised that there is a beautiful music like what we did.
They tell you it's beautiful?
Yeah.
And they like it?
They like it.
Do they say that they wish there would be more of it, more opportunity to listen to?
Yes.
Very good. So you came to this country with your troupe of how many people?
Actually, in the Philippines, I have a dance troupe. I used to have a dance troupe, and I am a choreographer, I am a musician, I am an artistic director of our company. I used to train dances with students and the schools, those interested in studying our dances and our music. So that's what we teach.
And you came with three other people, relatives mostly?
We are four, and we are all Maguindanaos, but we're not relatives. But you know, as I've realized, to us, music is like more than a relative, because though we're not in one family, but our music is in one family.
How long have you been playing music? And is it a tradition? How do you learn this type of music?
Well, I learned the music when I was small. I learned it from my grandmother, from my grandfathers, and my grandmothers and my grandfathers learned it from our forefathers in Maguindanao. It's from family and a tribe music.
It is more like certain families that are more musicians than others, or is it like everybody is really involved in the music?
Not everybody, but there's some family that's involved with this music, but it's owned by the people of Maguindanao.
What are the type of events or ceremonies, or what are the times when people play music? Is this something that they do for entertainment, or does it have more value of ceremonial, you know, marriages and things like that?
For entertainment, and all you said, it's all a part. Tradition, ceremonial, and all of that.
And storytelling?
Yes. Like, for example, in a wedding ceremony, we play the musical instrument that we call it basalan. That comprises of the Maguindanao music, traditional music instruments such as kulintang, which is the graduated gongs. It's traditional music, you know. We have the type of music that is used for the entertainment, used for ceremonial, and used for history telling, and even the history of our tribe, you know, the Maguindanao, it tells in the music. Like we have that traditional musical instrument such as gandingan, which is the trademark of the Maguindanao music instrument, the four suspended gongs facing each other, the one I play, and the kulintang, the eight graduated gongs, the babandir, the debakan, and did I mention agong?
Agong?
Yes, agong.
That's a type of instrument?
Yes, for the family ensemble, which is the kulintangan. But aside from that, we have at kutyapi, a two-string lute. It's like a guitar, you know.
Right.
And then we have the flute, which we call it tumpong, and palindag, that's long. And the other one is short, which is the tumpong. And we also have the bim gongs, which is the luntang. We have the kulintang kayo.
Those are percussions?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's it.
The music is basically taught by members of the same family. There's no actual school where people go to learn this kind of music or masters.
This music is ours. It's for the Maguindanao tribe. We have a lot of own version of this music. And this music is owned by the people of Maguindanao. So every family which has an enthusiast of knowing this music can really play this. Because it's in our culture, it is rooted in our life.
There are so many certain techniques that you have to learn from somebody, or is it something that you can learn by listening and playing it and joining with other people? Is this correct?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, Kinning Sindao invited you to come to participate in this project, which is called Sultan Kudarat.
Yes.
Who is Sultan Kudarat and what did he do that is important to other Filipinos that you feel you want to tell us?
Well, Sultan Kudarat, as you know, he is the seventh ruler of the Maguindanao Sultanate. This is a hero of the Philippine list of heroes, you know, as recognized by the government. Only Sultan Kudarat from our here. It's Sultan Kudarat. This man who lead us, you know, he's our sultan, and he give us the good leadership. He struggle and fight against the foreign invader, and he fights for this, especially the foreigners who came and conquered us. They failed to conquer us because of Sultan Kudarat and other Maguindanao heroes. Only Sultan Kudarat was known and famous, but there were others also like Sultan Kudarat.
But so he's fondly remembered by the people, and that is why a lot of the productions of dances and choreographies and music celebrate his, I guess, deeds and
heroism.
Things that we saw tonight, the dancing and the fight, this is what you would normally see also in your art, in what you're producing in the Philippines or in Mindanao.
It's in history. Right. It's in history.
Okay. You collaborated with Potri Rangkamanis at developing this project, which is the Sultan Kudarat. How close is it what you're used to, or was there a collaboration since she's from a different
discipline?
Yeah. So how easy was it for you to work with her and developing something that you felt was respectful of your own culture and also make it easy for them to participate?
Yes, because we are all from Mindanao, and Sultan Kudarat was also a part of the Maranao, because if you remember, history said that when Sultan Kudarat speak to the people of the lake, which is the unforgettable speech of Sultan Kudarat, where he united all the rival datos to come together to fight against the foreign invaders, and Sultan Kudarat did. Even the Maranao datos, the rival datos of Maguindanao, because at the time there was a supremacy between the two powerful sultanate in Maguindanao, which is the Rajabuayan Sultanate and the Maguindanao Sultanate. So actually, it has in the history, in the Sarsila, in the Paluaran, and all, and oral history of the Maguindanao, it says like that. So it is easy to us. Potri Rangkamanis is considered as relative to us. Yes.
I have two more questions. This has to do with the type of music that you play. Has it been recorded? Is this something that some people are attempted to commercialize, to sell, you know, internationally? And also, do you feel like this is appropriate to actually take this music, to use it for other people to listen to for commercial purposes? Also, because perhaps the tendency with young people is to listen to more like Western type music and foreign music and maybe Christian, you know, listen to different type of music. Do you feel like your music could potentially merge with other different kind of music? What do you feel about your music? You feel like it will survive this kind of challenge by other types of music?
Now, in real status, only few Maguindanao now are fond of learning this kind of traditional music that we have. Yes, it's true that we are all invaded by this Western music. However, this is our struggle, this is our fight, since we don't want that this music is to be vanished. And we have to promote this tradition alive so that the future generation will understand and appreciate the way the music. That's why if you notice that when we play, it's in the original one because we want to play it in original so that the audience will learn, will understand the value, the history of our music that tells our life being a Maguindanao. When you say for commercialization, there is some recording companies who want to collaborate us. Sometimes we do, but it's for arts purposes only. But speaking of tradition, we never allow the tradition of our music to be changed. What we play now is the music that we play centuries ago.
Right. Yeah. There is no real vocalization in this music. There's no people singing. Is this something that is just something we heard tonight, or are there other types of your music where people actually sing?
The song that you hear is the real one, the authentic one. We call it Dayundai. And we have other music like the Biduan, which is the traditional singer in the royal court. You know, this music is nowadays being like me, an artist of Maguindanao, because they called us Maguindanao Moro Master Artists. Mm-hmm. Because we play the original version of the Maguindanao music, the Maguindanao melody, rhythm, and the songs, the lyrics of the song, especially, I wasn't able to do it. But we have that authentic one, which is the Biduan, a song for a royal dance for the ASIC.
Entertainment?
Yes.
They are typically your songs?
It's a music for the royal dance, we call it ASIC. Before, we do not allow non-royals to see and hear this music.
You still have sultans and people that are...
Yes, still now.
But they lost a lot of their power that they used to have.
Yes. It's only a ceremonial nowadays. Right. The one you saw is the seventh ruler. It's the seventh sultan of Maguindanao. Now we have 24 sultan proclaimed by our allies nowadays. From centuries ago till now, 2005, then we have now a reigning sultan in Maguindanao.
So what is now your concert schedule? Are you going to be staying a few more days, and then when are you going back to Mindanao?
Actually, this year we have a lot of concert. We are so busy this year. Last April, we have a concert in collaboration with the Grace Nuno Group of the Philippines and Bob Abis Group. We have a concert in Nagoya, Japan. Then we have in Berlin, Germany. We perform in San Francisco, California, USA, and now in New York. After this, we're going home on December 3 because we're scheduled to have a concert at the Cultural Center of the Philippines on December 6 to 10.
In Manila.
And we're invited by the National Commission for Culture and the Arts in the Philippines to be a guest artist in the National Arts Month in Baguio City in Manila.
What is the name of your troupe?
Now we call ourselves Maguindanao Moro Master Artists.
Okay. Maguindanao is music, dance, sometimes singing.
Yes.
But it's not a separate thing. You cannot just play the music and not know how to dance the music as well, right?
We have Maguindanao dances, we had Maguindanao songs, Maguindanao music with the instruments.
But some musicians would be just musicians and not be involved in music that is being danced. Some music are meant to be danced and some music are meant just to listen, and then the other music meant to be sung.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate and wish you good luck with your tour. The music is very beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.